My name is Lynn Lee. I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Society 9. We're a modern women's boxing brand providing gear and activewear to empower you and your fight. I started Society 9 about 4 or 5 years ago when I used to be a kickboxing instructor, and a lot of the students that I had were female, and they would always ask me as the instructor where they could find good gloves, because the ones they were wearing were often the bubblegum pink, low quality, giant pillows, and they couldn't close their fists, they were hurting their wrists, they were hurting their fingers because they couldn't close their fists. So they couldn't punch very well. And I realized as the instructor, I had no recommendations for them. And I have tiny hands too. And I realized that I was compromising in my own gloves. I just never begged the question. It was my students who presented the issue in front of me. And the more I kept getting asked that, the more I realized there was a real opportunity to really address it, considering that, you know, boxing is one of the fastest growing specialty fitness categories right now. At the time, it was just growing. I could see in my own class the women's group just, you know, doubling, tripling. And I could see on that level alone that there was a real change and shift in how women looked at themselves as it relates to different fitness activities. And so I felt like it was a real opportunity and an issue that really needed to be addressed, especially because they're training just as hard as the men, if not harder. I think the most humbling part of seeing our evolution is being able to see, you know, our gear, our boxing gloves worn by people who are Olympic medalists, professional fighters, all the way to people who are throwing a punch for the first time. And for me, that was always the bigger mission and goal with the business, was not just to create a, you know, a boxing brand, just to create a glove company. It was really to create a brand rallied around a community of women who really defied what it means to be a woman. We have all these definitions as a society about what it means to be feminine and graceful, and you know, we create lives, we give birth, and that innately makes us warriors within. And so boxing and fighting and that fighting spirit is so much more ingrained in us as women in a lot of ways that we never get to explore or celebrate, and now's the time to do that. And so, you know, it's an honor to see Society 9 be able to serve so many women in that capacity. I count my blessings all the time because, you know, customers will give to you, but they can just as quickly take that away. And I don't take that privilege and that honor of serving them and giving them products that my team and I myself as the owner am proud of. But that's definitely, I definitely feel like the new stage of challenges that we're going through is a graduation of sorts, which I don't tell myself good job enough, so I'm trying to just take this small period of time, this small moment to just be like, dude, you got this. I think it's very easy in the world of social media, especially as a founder, there's a lot of pressures and expectations around what you should accomplish as a founder and what your persona should be, what your business should look like, all these things. And the truth is, the only people that should be dictating what all those things should look like what your business should look like, is your customers. Otherwise, everything else is really just noise. And so for me, like growing your own way, it's like no one can tell me what the right steps are to grow my business. There's actually a ton of right ways. It's just a formula that will work for my business, and that formula might not work for someone else.